This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
From Saints head coach Dennis Allen, now it's time to get a load from executive vice president and general manager Mickey Loomis, as Saints training camp is officially underway in Irvine, California. First practice is tomorrow. Right now, players went through their conditioning test today as they get ready for the first practice. And here's what Loomis had to say as the team gets ready to let it all hang out on the practice field in Irvine.
How would you describe where things are with Alvin right now?
Yeah, look, he's here. It's... I haven't had a conversation with him today, but he's here. I appreciate that he's here. And look, I think one thing that we, you know, you have to understand, or we have to understand, is that I'm going to be conservative here. I'd say 50% of our organization, players, coaches, administrators, scouts, feel like they're underpaid, right? And believe they deserve and want more money. And, you know, how each of us respond to that and act accordingly. You know, listen, it's just, that's a personal issue. And so I appreciate that he's here. I think, you know, those are questions that you have to ask him how he's feeling. But I appreciate that he's here and he's in great shape like he always is. And looking, you know, for a good season. But more importantly, I think for him is, you know, he wants to win. So just like the rest of us.
You had some doubts that he might not be here?
Yeah, I don't know that I'd put any expectation on it. I just, you know, see what happens.
Is it fair to say his situation is a little more nuanced than more money? Isn't it more?
I don't know. You have to ask him those questions about nuance.
But Mickey, he essentially had 1 year left on his deal. I know next year some things kick in, mm-hmm. but were you guys content to just play it out? He's the one who was.
Yeah, I don't want to get into those kind of conversations and. It's nothing new. It's nothing about him. It's just, you guys know how I am about negotiations. I don't like doing that publicly. I don't like, you know, I'm not one that wants to put things out or try to influence it, any negotiation through the media. I think if I have something to say, I say it directly to, you know, the agents and the players.
We've also talked a lot this offseason about how you have to reset the salary cap a little bit in this team. Has that affected some of the contract decisions with veteran players on this team, deciding whether to extend?
I mean, look, where we're at on the salary cap every year influences, you know, how and what we're able to do. I don't think that's much different than it's been in the past. You know, obviously there's some volatility in the market for different positions, and you know, we have to pay attention to that.
Have there been any contract talks with Alvin's representation since minicamp?
Yeah, I'd rather not get into that. So,
Mickey, you talked about the culture at the end of the season. Just this time of year, and I guess maybe all throughout the offseason, what are some of the things you guys are like implementing or looking at or maybe focusing on more to get that to where exactly you want it to be?
Yeah, I think mainly it's been a discussion, and it's been a discussion coached in terms of the coaches, in terms of the players, in terms of our organization and how we are approaching it, how we, you know, what our expectations are, and making sure that we're communicating those expectations to all parties correctly and emphatically. And so, you know, I think one of the things is we've got a lot of younger players. You know, I feel like, I don't know if the data supports it, but I feel like, you know, we've got a lot of young players in our core group, and so making sure that we're putting them in the best position to not just be successful as players, but in terms of growing as leaders and setting the culture, because the culture and the leadership best comes from the players. And so we just want to make sure that we're giving them every opportunity to be their best, you know, version of that for themselves.
Eric McCoy said, like, you guys have talked to him about, you know, maybe being more vocal and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Is that part of it, just going around and kind of tapping into different guys?
Yeah, absolutely. There's a combination of ability, want to, and status in terms of where you're at in your career on the team. And so, you know, Eric's a good example of someone that's got all the qualities that you're looking for in a team leader, and we just want to make sure that we're giving him the opportunity to be that. And there are other guys as well.
What can you explain about the league rule? I mean, did you spend the last couple months trying to figure out what you're allowed to do with opening practices to fans, and you got a final answer recently or so? Like, what
was
the...
I don't think so. Look, I think for us here, you know, we're away from our home market. We're not expecting... we weren't expecting a lot of fans. The venue, you know, all the logistics that are involved, because it's significantly more less involved when you open it up to the public as to when you don't. So all those factors came into play. I didn't really, you know, do much inquiry about what we were allowed to do with fans or not allowed to do, because pretty quickly we determined that, hey, it's going to be a limited amount of people at practice.
Nick, would you say it's your intention at this point to be here for 1 year and be back in Metairie next year? Is that the plan as it stands right now?
Yeah, I mean, we're here because of the variables that existed, you know, with the remodel of the facility. And look, there's some other factors. You know, the heat last year, I felt like that was the first year that, man, it just really impacted what we were able to do. In terms of training camp, you know, this year, I who knows what the heat's going to be over the next, 30 days. It's going to be hot. We know that. But there's also been a lot more, you know, rainfall. And so that, along with the limited space we have in the indoor facility, because the remodel has taken away some of our space inside there, it just makes it a lot more, it just affirms the decision to come out here and have training camp away. In terms of the future, our intention is to be back in Metairie. So,
in terms of like the logistics you're talking about opening fans, does that come down to like a cost issue of how much it would cost for security versus?
It's a variable. I wouldn't say that's the main decision point, but it's certainly part of the equation.
Did you also experience it at Greenboro, like playing with that at all? Because from what I recall, those were open, but
yeah, they were open.
That many fans there. So did y'all take like experience with that?
No,
too long ago.
No, because no, we I didn't really consider. I thought we had a good turnout at the Greenbrier a number of times, especially initially. Initially we had a good turnout, and that's always the way it happens at training camp. Is that first week or so, you get a heavy turnout, and then it dwindles. That happens in New Orleans as well. And then when you practice against somebody, obviously, that draws a big crowd regardless of where you're at. So, the answer to your question is, I didn't really think about the Greenbrier and that experience. It was more about, you know, here, the short time to get all these logistics worked out for ourselves and.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Dennis Allen mentioned, like, making it clear every once in a while that everything's not going to be the same as it's been. I know when you hired him at first, you liked the idea of continuity. Mm-hmm. You didn't need a culture change at that time. Was there some desire to, like, mix things up more than you did when you initially?
I think that, look, you go through, you know, a few seasons where you don't make the playoffs, and there's nothing wrong with being uncomfortable. We should be uncomfortable with that. And so that's part of it. But yes, the answer is, if you're not as successful and you don't meet your expectations, and you know, we want to do something a little different.
Nick, you're looking forward to seeing how the O-line plays out once you can put the pads on and get physical a little bit. Are you concerned about what you have there, the youth that you have there so much?
Yeah, I think you're always concerned when you have, when you don't have the proven commodity. You know, we had a lot of years where the offensive line, we just knew going into the season we're going to be, you know, one of the top groups in the NFL. That was pretty comfortable. And, you know, with Teron a couple years ago leaving and now Ryan unable to play, that's not as comfortable. So, yeah, I'm anxious to see how this group – I'm excited about the group. I think that, you know, I feel good about where we're at, and yet it's unproven.
I know you don't really want to have to watch the wires to see what players pop up out there, but do you feel like with this group, because there is so much unknown into the pads going to see what they could do then, but you may have to watch what's available out there even more?
Well, I think we always do that anyway. I would say this, though. I do feel pretty comfortable with, you know, the guys that you would say today are you know, the backups. You know, I think we've got some veterans that have played a lot of football in our league, and we've got some guys that we've had here that have progressed and we feel good about. So I'm less concerned about, obviously, if somebody comes available that we don't expect it can improve us, we're going to, you know, we're going to do that. But it's not like a target at this point.
Maybe now that you've had several months to work with him on staff, but what's kind of been your impression of Clint Kubiak and the way he kind of runs the shop?
Yeah, he's very impressive. He's you know, super smart, innovative. I think he has a real confident demeanor about him. He's quiet, but he has a confident demeanor. Knows what he's trying to get accomplished, and yet I think he's also there's an open-mindedness to him that if something, you know, if he has a round hole in a square peg, he's going to figure out a way to make that work. And so I've been impressed. I've been impressed with the number of the new guys that we have.
The quiet demeanor really comes across to us too. Yeah. You know, I've been like trying to say the confidence, maybe like the players kind of see that. You don't really necessarily need like a coach who's super like, I guess, classically charismatic, you know.
Well, I get what you're asking. I think sometimes when you're quiet, you know, people question whether you have that burning competitiveness, whether you are confident. But I think if you're around Clint for any period of time at all, you see both that competitive fire and you see the confidence. And so I appreciate that.
Did that kind of stand out in his interview, or is that something you've just noticed being around him now the last couple of months?
Yeah, I think it's something you may think out of an interview, but I think it's something that you get over time. You know, if you're quiet, and look, I consider myself in that category. You know, it's hard to get to know somebody in an interview that's relatively quiet, not gregarious, right? It takes a little time to, you know, appreciate some of the qualities that you may not see right off the bat.
Nick, I'm going to include all the obvious qualifiers. You don't care what analysts outside the building think. You do care what fans think. But this team is pretty widely dismissed a lot. There was a publication today that had you ranked as the 31st brightest future in the NFL. What do you think people are missing about why they should be optimistic about the direction?
Yeah, I don't care.
Well, what do you like about the direction?
Here's the deal. I don't care about what these other media people, because most of them are unqualified.
Sure.
They already have the right to their opinion, but they're not qualified to be critical or, or I don't ask them for advice, so why would I pay attention to a critique from them? So,
well, how about just from a fan base perspective, if they're getting apathetic after 3 years missing the playoffs, what's the most energizing factor about this team?
Yeah, right look, I think that we have a chip on our shoulder, and that's energizing, and I think we have talent. I think we have a lot of young players that I think we have a combination of young players that are trying to make their mark and prove themselves. And I think we have a group of older players, veteran players, that are unsatisfied with the results the last few years. So I think that's a good combination.
For the veterans, is that kind of gives you confidence that they won't decline physically or that they're still in a good shape to?
Yeah, well, I think, look, that's part of what the process is for training camp, right? To see where, see where your veteran players are. It's like, Sean would say, and a lot of coaches have said, look, I don't need to see it every day, but I do need to see it. And so that's part of where we're at in terms of the veterans.
Saints executive VP and general manager Mickey Loomis talking there. As the Saints get ready to open training camp, they've reported, had their, workouts, the physical tests. And I saw Tyrann Mathieu saying his 12th season and 12th conditioning test that he's passed. Absolutely a physical specimen there, so no surprise. But some of the points with Mickey Loomis, really mum on the talks of Alvin Kamara contract negotiations. And I thought, at least from a fan's perspective, they've got to be happy to hear that it's every intention that this team is back in Metairie next year for training camp. We know that they're going through some renovations at the facility currently, forced them out west. Of course, they're not going to complain about that weather out in Irvine, California either.
Yeah, and that they intend to be back in New Orleans or in Metairie practicing for fans. So, that's their intention as of now. But a lot of good stuff from Mickey Loomis there as well, talking about Alvin. And he's kind of tight-lipped about the situation, as we kind of talked off air about.
All business.
Yeah. We'll see what gets done there, Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.